$16.8 million in grants, loans, and other assistance from state and local sources was announced at the formal announcement at the Kenosha plant. Governor Jim Doyle said the negotiations to bring the new engine to Kenosha had many starts and stops.
Chrysler has always aspired for excellence, and that is what they have here in Kenosha. And I believe, and I know Chrysler believes by the commitment they're making here, that highly efficient, highly effective plants with the best working, best trained, hardest working, best trained people anywhere in the world making the most advanced products is the way Chrysler is going to succeed. It's the way this plant is going to succeed, and it is the way the state of Wisconsin is going to succeed.
Richard Chawa, the vice president of the Chrysler Powertrain Division, said when the retooling is complete, 400,000 units will be produced in Kenosha.
This will be a state-of-the-art plant linked to our other Phoenix engine plants that we announced in the last two weeks in Trenton and in Trenton, Michigan, and Saltillo, Mexico. Together, these three facilities will have a worldwide volume of over 1.28 million units.
When Phoenix production begins in 2011, the workforce at the plant will be about 700, down from the current 850. The process of retooling the plant for the new engine will begin in 2010. Janet Haw for the Wisconsin Radio Network.